Hi there. Welcome to Divine Connections and happy Wednesday. This is Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with Sue Fields-Dalamonte and Laura Ornerheim. And we don't have a topic tonight. We were having a full steam ahead conversation before the show started. So, wow, it's going to be like potpourri night. Whatever you guys have on your minds, let's just throw it out there, maybe continue what we were talking about. Judgmental people.
Yeah.
What do you do when people are like judging you and you're like, what? What? Well, laughing is a good way to look at it. You guys take the floor. Tell me what your thoughts are on being judged for no good reason at all.
I'm still in awe of the comments that were made. The judgmental comments were made towards me. This is Sue. And I was told that my posts on Facebook are very offensive to many people and was accused of being too judgmental and conservative. I've never thought of myself as conservative. I think I'm very open-minded and very free-thinking. Who can do this job if you're not open-minded and free-thinking? And we deal with so many different kinds of people. And I'm floored. I don't know how to react. I try to be kind and uplifting. Of course, every now and then I get in a pissy mood. Who doesn't? I am human. I mean, I will tell you to go bite a salami as quick as I will tell you I love you. It depends on what you bring out in me. But to be accused of being judgmental, I don't know how to deal with this right now.
No, that's funny. Well, people do jump to conclusions or form opinions based on very little information. I'm sure, Laura, you've had, well, I know because you do such out front work for us on Facebook that I know you cause. Without even meaning to, because I know I've known Laura for a while now, and she's one of the sweetest people you're ever going to meet. Don't mess with her, you know. Don't mess with any of us, because we are at, you know, the bottom of the thing. We're primates, and if you watch the chimps, I know we're considered to be closer to the bonobos chimps, and they're a little more gentle. But if you get a chimp riled up, you know they'll rip your face off, and humans too. But, you know, I know, Laura, you've had people accuse you of weird stuff or judge you when they don't know you. And I notice you laugh a lot more now than you did when we first met.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, so I've been, like, in the spotlight online for about 5 years now, doing, like, selling different things on different platforms and just a bunch of random stuff that I do. And there is always someone who has something to say. You can literally be the nicest person, treat everyone with respect, mind your own business, try not to ruffle feathers, and someone always has something to say. I'm so serious. It's so crazy. I remember one time I was with a makeup company, and I had a huge team of over 500 women. One of the women... this is actually my upline. She was very jealous of me, and she got the whole, like, this whole downline of people to, like, come after me, and this one woman just called me and was screaming at me, like, literally sounded like she was, like, possessed. Like, if you could imagine somebody possessed, like, a bunch of stuff just coming out, like, she was just screaming, like, and I was, like, I literally just kept saying, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Because I didn't know what else to say. You know, I wasn't going to attack her back because she's just out of her mind, obviously. And I was just like, you're like crazy. But it's like, the thing was, I spent every single day helping these people, trying to help them make money and trying to help them do better. And they still attacked me. So it's like, you can never win with certain people. It's insane.
Yeah, it's often been said
you know,
that no.
With, I'm sorry, go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's often been said that no good deed goes unpunished, right? Carry on there, sis.
Yes.
It's so true. As I was just going to say, you know, I try to be kind and uplifting and give the benefit of doubt to everybody. You know, it's, we are all different. We are all individuals. We all live different lives and have different beliefs. And who am I to judge you, and who are you to judge me?
Exactly. Absolutely.
It's,
I think a very wise guy said that once, right? Judge not, lest ye be judged. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's,
yeah.
I just don't know. And then I had a very, very intelligent woman today say, why do we need to label ourselves?
Very good point. Yeah. Sounds
yeah.
like something I'd say.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I know. I'm just being a goof. Well, I was saying to Sue that I've never had what could be called a normal life. Like when I left home, I went right into the theater, and I didn't get married. I didn't have kids. I love children, and I'm all for the institution, but I'm really bad at it. And, you know, I sort of, my work came first, you know, and it just had to. And so that would tick off anybody you'd have a relationship with. Obviously, you know, if you get married, they expect you to blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I took the road less traveled. And I was telling Sue earlier, this wife of one of the guys I worked with sent, she gave her husband a card for a psychiatrist that she said, give it to her. She needs help. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I never had any problem with who I knew who I was. I knew I was an artist. I knew the kind of work I was good at. And I got into all kinds of trouble, like doing that work. People just thought, you're crazy. You know, my mother was just appalled, you know, that I didn't become, you know, Vanna White or somebody like cool who dressed nice, but it's just who I was. And that's who I was. But this woman watched me not doing all the normal things and thought, she's crazy. So, and I remember the feeling, and it's just like Sue got that thing today, and I remembered that feeling of being punched in the gut and wanting to defend yourself, right? It's like, you're so wrong. I think you're the one that needs help, lady, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You get all defensive and weird. Yeah, for sure. And I remember, I always think now, after we looked at that, at the four agreements, is it the third one? Do not take anything personally. And boy, the more you practice that, it really does. I find as, or maybe I'm just getting really old and they don't care anymore or something, but the stuff doesn't bother me. If it's not true, somebody screaming it at me isn't going to make it true. And I'm like, you know, I stand there picking my teeth with a switchblade and they say, what's your problem? You know?
You know,
that's,
and that is
true.
So true. It's so very true, but that is also one of the hardest lessons in life to learn.
Oh, yeah, because it is like a punch in the nuts. Or the, oops,
yeah.
I mean the jaw. Oops.
Now, see, I was nice and said, bite a sausage, and you have to go there.
It came out, I think Ryan did that, but I'm going to blame it on Ryan. Ryan did
but,
that.
You know, it's so very hard because if somebody is shooting arrows at you, how do you not take it personally? I know I'm not judgmental the majority of the time. Yes, I am extremely judgmental when it comes to ignorance and hate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
I will be the first one in your face about that.
Absolutely.
But if you are a conservative or a liberal or in between, or if you are homosexual or you're bisexual or you're polygamist or whatever, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's your life. Who am I to tell you how to live your life?
Exactly.
But then for those, you know, for those arrows to be coming at me, it's a very difficult lesson to learn to not take it personally.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's human. It's very human.
Yeah.
But if you think in terms of martial arts, you know what I mean? So you never pick a fight in that mindset, right? And you're also using your opponent's energy against them. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense in my head in that if somebody comes at you with a lie about your personal vibration or who you are, your personality, whatever, if they come at you with a lie about that, just let them follow through. Let them pass by like a ghost and don't even let it in. Do not rent it space in your head, right?
Well, that's what I think is the hard part, is the lie. If someone were to come up to me and say, you're short and fat, I would laugh and say, you're right. I am short and fat. But for someone to come up to me and call me a liar or a hypocrite or whatever, I am so far from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you will never hear a lie out of my mouth. I am brutally honest. I mean, if you are wearing the most hideous looking outfit and ask my opinion, I might not tell you you look disgusting in it, but I might say something along the lines of, well, it's not my style, but if you like it, that's all that matters.
There you go.
But I'm not going to lie and say, oh, you look gorgeous, when you don't. Those are the things that bother me, are the lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, my guides are giving me the impression right now that when people look at us, it's kind of like looking in a mirror. They have their own vision and theory about who we are, and it's from their perspective, but it's not the truth. Only you know the full truth about who you are. So you, as hard as it is not to take it personally, just remember that it's through their screwed up lens and perception of you, not a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the world is full of those kinds of slings and arrows. Like I was thinking about, is it Marianne Williamson or Williams that's running for a Democrat ticket? Is it Marianne Williams? You know who I mean? She's a light worker.
I don't know.
Okay, she does our kind of work, okay? She's always been somebody who's well-known, like with Hay, as well-known as Hay House or Louise Hay or John Edward or James Von Prague. She was, like, right up there. She's, like, a life coach. She's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant soul. She is being made so much fun of by the general population because it's still considered okay to make fun of people who do readings or mediums, psychics. We're considered fair game because we're still considered to be off the beaten path, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're weirdos. We're not normal.
So many people think. And the thing is, if you look at the word metaphysical, meaning tag meta meaning in addition to, so like a meta tag means something that is related to the subject, if that's so all we're doing is working beyond the physical, meta physical, right? We're just beyond the five senses. We do more than just see, hear, feel, and smell and touch, right? We have the clairs going for us. We're trying to share a beautiful experience with the world. We're not trying to like lay our trip on you, or you know, I certainly would never ever cheat, or you know, if I can't read for a client, I refund their money. I really do. And there has been one or two that I've had to say no, this is, reading won't work, and I'll suggest somebody else that might do it. But you know, but you know what, people can think what the hell they want, pardon my French again, but it doesn't alter the truth. The truth is just is. Truth is like I am.
Yes.
It doesn't alter. So hold to that essential truth, whatever it may be for you. And shields up, always shields up, because people are always going to try to nail you for something, you know? It's I think it's all
you're too nice. You're too nice. Yeah. You're not nice enough. You're too loud. You're too quiet. You're too tall. You're too short. You're too fat. You're too thin. Yeah. It's always
sounds like a song. We should write a song about that.
It's always the really nice people who get hurt because they always expect like the same in return. It sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's like you just expect people to be, you know, respectful and nice and not, you know, it's like, have you ever heard keep your mouth effing shut? If you have something nice to say, keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know,
well,
and I always say I'm really nice to everybody, but I'm not nice to bullies. Like, that's honestly when you will see me get wild, is when somebody is bullying somebody who can't stand up for themselves or, like, is just being inappropriate towards someone. That's when I'll come out at, like, a flying monkey chihuahua.
Fabulous.
You know,
yeah, that's
on
your,
the same lines
warrior.
Of... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the same lines of what you were just saying, Laura, my son tells me that all the time. He told me, he says, Mom, you expect too much from people. He said, I'm too nice, and I expect people to be nice and honest back, and that's not how the world is.
Hmm. The world needs to change to that, then. Maybe that's why
absolutely.
We do this work.
Absolutely.
Well, kindness, really. There's one. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, some people are wondering the chat room isn't working.
Well, there's a thing. I went into the chat and it goes, oops, our engineers have been notified and we will get this fixed. In many cases, it will work the second time if you try again. I've tried it like 5 times and it's still not working. But, you know what we should do, guys? Now that we're all good and riled up, let's get to our callers.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Yeah, see what kind of trouble we can get into. Hi, 786, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Yolanda.
Yolanda, hi, welcome. How are you tonight?
Hi, welcome.
Did we get you all riled up yet?
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying. Basically, I live by the rule, treat people as you would want to be treated.
Beautiful. The golden rule. That's
absolutely.
The only one we need, right?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and it's so simple. What the heck is so complicated about do as you would be done by? Good Lord. What can we do for you tonight, Yolanda? Did you have a question for us?
Well, actually, I wanted to know what you pick up in reference to my love life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll see what I can get right away here and then let Sue and Laura work on some stuff. Quietly, love life. I get the feeling I'm seeing a man's back. Did you, somebody leave you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing like a guy, like the back view of a guy walking out. And I'm getting as well, dodged a bullet there anyway. It was a good thing he did. He wasn't very, very good for you. But I'm picking up that it's left some shreds of, it's left your self-esteem a little tattered, is how I'm going to put it. You know, a little bit of fear of trying again, because I feel that you've had, the first thing that's coming in is there's no reason at all you shouldn't be picking and choosing, but you feel that you have to be chosen. You see what I mean? Instead of you going, that person suits me, let's see if they feel the same, it almost feels like you are going, am I good enough for this person? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's something easily tweaked. That's one of the easier things you can do is remind yourself. All you need to do is see yourself through the eyes of spirit, and then you'll be seeing yourself with pure, unadulterated love. There's nothing other than the love. Once you start to see yourself with love, start to realize that you are as worthy as the person choosing you. It needs to be a mutual thing. And know that what you bring to the table has worth, whether or not it was valued before. I suspect it wasn't. I suspect this other relationship, and there may have been a couple more, but the one that hurt that badly left you a little tattered. So you feed yourself with so much love, get your spirit back shining the way it's supposed to, and then you will know that you are worthy. Okay, you're going to attract somebody of a higher vibration that matches the vibration you're at. That's going to be a really good adventure for you. Okay, just do a little work on yourself first. Okay?
Okay.
All
definitely.
Right. Let's see where Sue and Laura are going with this.
Hey, Yolanda. This is Sue.
Hi.
Right from the beginning, I didn't pick up on love life right away. What I picked up on was your job. Are you thinking about changing careers, or is there a possibility for a change, like a promotion or a departmental change or something along that lines? Because I'm hearing job change.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of stuck between whether I want to leave my job or kind of maybe within my job doing something new, because I'm actually starting to get trained on something new because I'm needing more money. So I kind of went to them and said, hey, look, I need more money. I'm willing to do more, you know, and I kind of have left it in their court right now. But at the same time, I'm like, if they don't come correct and right with it, then I'm going to have to go someplace else because I just need more money now.
Okay. So there is going to be a change. It's either going to be within the company or a new company. And it might even come down to where you are offered both, and you're going to have to make the decision which works best for you. But there, I do see a change in your career. And then for your love life, what I was hearing is, are you getting out enough to meet new people?
At this moment, no, because that's one of the reasons why I'm needing more money, because I work two jobs. So basically, Monday to Friday is one job, and Saturday and Sunday is the other job.
Okay. So you have to get out more to meet these new people, find hobbies or something that really interests you, if it's an art museum or something musical, anything that interests you, that you might even, you know, free concerts in the park, something like that, where you're getting out around other people, because you're not going to meet anybody sitting at home unless it's a delivery man. So you need to get out more. And when you do start getting out more, and like Lynn was saying, work on your self-confidence. You are a beautiful, loving, caring woman with so much to offer to somebody. But you have a tendency to settle. Don't settle anymore. You're too important and too special to settle. You find what you want. You don't say, am I good enough for him? You say, is he good enough for me?
Right.
But once you work on yourself and you get yourself straight and you start getting out, you will meet somebody. Definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I have for you, Yolanda. I hope it helps.
Yes, it helped a lot.
Good. And I'll pass you over to Laura.
Thank you.
Hi, Yolanda. This is Laura.
Hi.
I pulled a card for you. Hi. And the card that I got for you is, don't let the name fool you. It's called The Fool, but it's not what it sounds like. This card actually means new beginning. So basically, the whole aura of this card is just that you're on the brink of a new path in life. Wonderful opportunity awaits you. Now is the time to just dive in, follow your heart, you know, just pay attention to the practical side of things, and then also kind of check in with between, I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. It's coming in a little fast. Hold on. Listen to your intuition, they're saying. It's time to reinvent yourself. You have a bright future ahead. This is going to be new territory for you, new journey, like kind of like you're starting over, they're saying. And they're saying, look before you leap. And if you like what you see, dive right in. They also gave me a couple words intuitively. So first they gave me a name, which was Henry. And I don't know if that's a spirit or if they are talking about a guy that would be coming into your life.
Okay.
Is that a spirit or do you not know?
No, I don't know. I don't know anybody named Henry.
Okay, so they might
now, my dad that passed away, his name was Hector.
Hector. Okay. Yeah, this is definitely Henry. And
okay.
I got that name, and with that name, I got chivalry. So I think the two combined is like the name of the guy that's coming, and then they're saying he's going to be chivalrous. So that's what I was picking up. It looks very
okay.
Beautiful, though. New beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that's fabulous, you guys. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Yolanda, and we wish you so much.
Thank you.
Good energy with your journeys, and I hope that job works out. It feels good for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Love and light, and we'll hope you call back and tell us how it goes, okay?
I will do.
Okay. There we go. Okay. I'm just going to move on. 480, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please? Is it Lisa? Oh, you're very, very faint, darling. Can you speak up? Oh, there you go. That's beautiful. Lisa from Arizona. Beautiful.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So how can we help you tonight, Lisa?
I also want to know, do you see me getting another job soon?
Okay. If anyone gets anything quicker than I do, feel free to just chime on in. I got the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's an angel number, so I'll look that up. Are you stuck in a job that isn't quite meeting your your abilities? Like you're a little bit more capable than the job is. The job is
not
challenging
you. Yeah,
that's
when they let go. Yeah, they let me go. But I kind of saw it coming. I mean, first of all, I got the job during Mercury retrograde, so I knew right then that I probably wouldn't keep it for long. That was the first red flag. And then it was just like, it just, when I looked around at everybody, they just seemed not as advanced as I am. Let's just put it nicely.
Yeah. Because it's feeling like you've got too much going on, excuse me, for the job you were in, that you need something that's going to meet your talents, right? And I think you're not undervaluing, or you're not allowing others to undervalue you, are they? Are you? Blah, sorry. Like you're letting people know your worth, because you should be in a job I think it's a feeling of having purpose that's lacking in the job you were in is what it's feeling like.
Right.
It was more, you need something that feeds your bank account, of course, but you need to also find something that feeds you heart and soul and mind and challenges you, because it feels like your intelligence is being all bottled up. And what you've been doing.
I was just thinking that I feel like I'm mentally constipated. Like I don't know how to get it out.
That's a great way to put it.
I can't get it out.
That's brilliant.
I don't know how else to say it. Yeah.
No, you said it perfectly. That was almost poetic. So you're being like, you need to be like What is Laura said? You need to let your freak flag fly in terms of your work life, right? There's a creative energy that's being blocked. There's all these different aspects of you. Like, you've got way more. You got to shine, and you've got to do it. So the thing is, when you were let go, it was a version of the divine no. You got a no on that one, and it was because it doesn't serve your highest good. And that's why we get those no's. And so they are sacred. They are to be loved and valued and appreciated, because you may not see it yet, but down the road you're going to look back and go, boy, I am so glad they let me go. Because I feel like you would have been a little chicken to sort of cut that cord yourself, because because it's an income.
Yes, I was. Like, I was like, Monday actually, I was like, I got this voice, a female voice said, don't go in. And I said, no, I got to go in. And yesterday I got pulled over by the cop that night coming home. Okay, then yesterday he was like, I just had this feeling like, nah, just give it up. And then today, finally, you know, it was issues. So I finally, that was the third top try, so they let me go.
Yeah.
But isn't that how it works? So.
You know what? I think you're very, very wise. You're seeing the signs and the synchronicities and the things that are nudging and bumping you to your soul's path.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So just know that you're not making mistakes, and that letting go was a very sacred act for you. And it's freed you to take the next part of the path. Now, do you have a good, clear idea of what you want to do?
No, I don't. Tell you the truth, I have, at this point, I am like, I'm out of ideas. So,
Well, you know what? Don't try to think anymore. Just ask for guidance. And, you know what I mean? You have to give your spirit team the permission to help you. The angels need that permission. Give the permission for the help and ask for guidance. And then if you are able to do a good meditation in whatever way that works for you, receive your answers and make sure that what you're doing is what, as Joseph Campbell called it, following your bliss. Okay, it may take a while, okay, but it's worth even jotting it down on paper, making a plan, doing that manifestation. It sounds like magic, and it is. It's things are automatically happening for you right now. Unfortunately, you're still in the door closing part, so it's a little horrible in the hallway, but that other door will open. But you've got to co-create that experience for yourself. So go deep and figure out who you are, what it is that you need. Think about, put it this way to yourself: if you didn't have to earn a living, what would you do? Simple as that. I'm going to see where Sue and Laura are going with this, because it's kind of, I think, I'm really excited for you. I think you're heading on a really neat journey, Lisa. And listen, turn it over to Sue or Laura, whoever's ready.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, love.
Hi, Lisa, this is Sue.
Hey. Hi, Sue.
The first thing I was picking up, I completely agree with Lynn. I wrote down stale and stagnant, and you were not able to put your best foot forward where you were.
Right.
So it was, just as she said, a blessing in disguise that they did let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be more creative. Use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You are more, you're used to being more conformative. It's like, I'm supposed to be a secretary. I'm supposed to be a bank teller. I'm supposed to be a cashier.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's not you. You need to move outside that box and do it. I just keep getting imagination and creativity. So like Lynn said, if you didn't have to earn a living, what would you be doing? is I know somebody that said if they didn't need to make money, they would work in a zoo with the animals because they absolutely love animals. What is your passion? What do you love doing? How can you turn that into a career?
Right.
That is where you need to be looking.
Right.
And it's going to be very difficult to start out. But once you get started, it's going to snowball. Your career is going to spiral. You are going to make the money that you need. And the most important part, you're going to be happy and fulfilled.
Beautiful.
So sit down, write it out. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? And then you go for it.
Okay.
Okay, but that's what I'm picking up for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Okay. Thank
you.
I will
pass you on over
to
Laura. You're welcome, honey. I'll pass you over to Laura.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, and I pull tarot cards, and I got the High Priest for you, which in so many words just means wisdom, but it's more of going with your gut. Everything that the others had said was so dead on with exactly what I'm going to say. Basically, you really have to listen to your inner wisdom, and that's going to guide you. And I feel strongly, like, with what Sue was saying about feeling trapped or feeling like you're in this, like, kind of rat race, you're doing the same thing over and over again. Like, it's almost like you feel restricted by these traditional beliefs, but your spirit team and your higher self is like, get out of that rat race. Like, you're meant for so much more. And they really want you to meditate, go within, talk to them, figure out what's going on with your gut. Because when you do that and you take time to connect with what's really for you, that's when you'll start to manifest, you know, a new educational path or a new belief or maybe a new teacher or mentor that's going to help you get on the correct path that's going to make your soul feel good and happy with where you're at. And also, you know, there's a reason why that door closed. And, you know, new one's going to open. So.
Okay.
But it looks very good for you. Like, it just looks really good.
Okay. All right. All right, I guess I'll take that. Thank you so much, guys. God bless
you're
you.
Welcome.
I really
bye
appreciate
bye
it. All right.
Bless
you have a good night,
Lisa. And have a beautiful future. It's in your hands, okay?
Okay,
so,
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
All right.
You got the power.
Thank
all
you
right, honey. I'm just going to put you back on mute so you can listen if you want. And, okay, our next caller is area code 631. Sorry, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Oh, thank you. Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I'm a little confused about career, too. I have a job now, but it's a little bit far to drive. I went on an interview yesterday, but I don't know if I got the position. I was offered a part-time position with the school food service, but it's not enough hours, and I'm not sure if I should go tomorrow's interview or just stay where I am. I'm confused.
Okay. This is kind of a long-term question, but why aren't you running your own business?
I don't want to.
Okay. It just, what's coming in, I'm getting some feedback. Are you on a headset, love?
No.
Okay. Do you have one? It's just that I'm hearing my voice echoed back.
Oh, I have it on speaker, but the lowest speaker. I can't.
Okay. Well, no worries. Yeah. I'll try to just go and ignore it. It's like having a parrot, you know.
I'm sorry.
What I'm feeling is that it's not a problem. It's not the problem. Anyway, the feeling I'm getting is that you've got too many bosses. You're working under too many levels of authority, and even if you don't want to run your own business, you should be more managing than under, like an under worker sort of thing. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, that's not really me at this point in my life. I'd like to work in the school system as an aide or a bus monitor. father or assistant.
Okay, but how many people do you answer to?
Right now, I'm a bus monitor, but I had to take something for the summer. I just work with the bus driver.
Okay. Well, sometimes my readings bomb out, and unfortunately, I think this
All
is
right.
one of those nights I'm just not picking up the right information, because I would like you to think about it, though. I know it's feeling like the right thing, but it just feels like you should be calling your own shots a little more. Think about it, and if it doesn't resonate, it doesn't. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. It could mean something later, and it may not. Anyway, I'm going to see how befuddled Sue is right now, and
Hi, Suzanne. This is Sue.
Hi.
I heard absolutely go on the other interview. You always keep your options open. Even though you were only offered a part-time, it could turn into more hours. But never close a door until you see what's on the other side of it.
Well, I'm working part-time now and as a bus monitor, but the food service is only 4 hours a day. I can't live on that. And then there's another bus monitor position that I'm interviewing for tomorrow, or should I just wait to see if I get a teacher aide job that I interviewed with yesterday? I don't know.
Go on the interview, and then you have more options to weigh when you hear back from one or the other. You have to keep your options open.
Okay. You know what it is, because school starts like in another couple of weeks, so that's why it's like,
Right. Yeah, but definitely go on the interview, see what they have to say, what they're going to offer, and then you make your decision from there.
Okay. Do you see any other people offering me a position besides them, or will they?
I'm sorry, I'm not picking anything up on that. I'm just hearing, keep the doors open. Weigh all your options.
Okay.
All right, but that's what I'm getting for you, and I am going to pass you over to Laura.
Okay, sorry. Laura had to she got pulled away from the mic for a minute. So,
okay.
That's where we are. I hope you get the job that works for you, Suzanne. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm just going to throw you onto mute so you can still listen, and we send you all kinds of good energy for the future. Okay? Alrighty then. Who's next? I think we're going next to 551. Hi, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name?
Sure, it's T, and I'm calling about a relationship.
Yeah, did you say your name was T?
Yes.
Okay. And what can you be a little more specific? Are you looking into?
I was talking to someone, and I just want to know what happened during this week between the two of us.
Oh, okay. I never knew this. No, that's okay. I got something. I never knew this word until I met Laura, but I immediately wrote down that you got friend zoned. Laura taught me that expression, and boy, it felt like a bit of a, you know, those cartoon boxing gloves that come out on a spring and get you boom like that. It feels like a bit of a slap to the slap, you know, in the face kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a little bit like taken aback because it feels like things were looking very good. Not your fault. You're dealing with Peter Pan, if you know what I mean by that.
No.
Okay. When you get a chance, look up the Peter Pan syndrome. These are guys that just can't seem to mature enough to go one-on-one with a woman on an equal footing. They're either okay. afraid of commitment, or they're afraid of losing control, or they're afraid of having the freedom to, you know, date tons and tons of women. Whatever it is, there's a an inability
what
to
was
commit.
What was the case in this situation?
I think you maybe just hooked up with somebody, or you were not hooked up, but you connected with somebody who I think is too afraid to commit. You guys may have started to get close, which makes them kind of go whoop, whoop, whoop out of there, you know. They run like scared rabbits, and it's not anything you're doing. I would just suggest, so if you do get involved with other people, make sure you guys at the beginning talk about expectations.
Okay,
because I feel like you're looking for.
We were friends. We were something. We used to be together, but we was giving it a try again. But we lived in different states, and.
Yeah, I have a feeling too. I'm just getting the funniest feeling that there may be another person on the sidelines. Somebody's not telling the truth somewhere, or they're not giving full disclosure. Yeah, it feels dodgy to me, and it feels like if you carry on with these disturbing thoughts, it's not a very good basis for a good relationship. So I wouldn't build on that. I would find out clear communication and find out what indeed is going on. If your instincts are telling you, you're probably right, you know?
Okay.
Sorry about that. I wish I could say something really warm and fuzzy and that it's all going to work out, but I think.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I
didn't need to know, because I was trying to figure out, like, if that's what the case was.
Well, just keep an eye on the situation. But I have this feeling if you pull back, he'll, like, oh, don't go. But you know what I mean? It's not like, come here, get away.
It's at this point, that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to be honest, I do date other people, too. So it wasn't, like, I was curious, because we lived in different states. I was curious to see what would happen between the two, because I know I came into town and it was like the energy was off with him. I don't know if he just had some stuff going on. I just wanted the explanation to see what happened, but it's okay. We live in two different states. I know it was kind of unrealistic, so
out. You can do so much better, something will. Yeah, give a return on the effort that you put into relationships, because I get that you you're a giver. So it's better if it's a balanced give and take, and you'll find that. I feel very strongly when you have to get those turbines and the crystal balls and stuff like that. I just can't do timeline predictions, basically, because it's not written yet. The only thing we have that's real is our present moment. So things can change. Free will enters into it. And basically, I can give you, like, I think maybe this. I think, what I will say. Yeah, I will say within the year, if you stop devaluing yourself and go, prove yourself worthy of me rather, I think the other caller had that same thing going on. Make sure that you present yourself as worthy. And I think within a year, you're going to be in a good relationship. But a timeline, I'm so sorry. It's not something you can pull up, you know, or I can't anyway. Sue, what are you picking up, hon?
Hi, T. I completely agree with Lynn, and as far as the man that lived out of state, he's okay for a friend, but he's a player. He is not going to be there for a relationship, and I feel that you are going to find the right person and the right relationship when you stop trying so hard.
Okay.
It's one of those things where the faster you run, the easier it is to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So just take a step back, take a deep breath, concentrate on you and what it is that makes you happy, and don't go into every relationship expecting a relationship. Go into a relationship expecting fun.
Okay.
And the more fun you have, the more you're going to connect with the individuals. And I'm hearing 6. So I would say work on this for maybe about 6 months where you're not pushing for a relationship. You're concentrating on you and what it is you want. And that's when the real prospects are going to start coming in.
Okay. So the one that I'm going on a date with on Thursday is not a good one?
I think he's going to be fun.
Okay.
I think you could have fun. But I don't see a relationship right now.
Okay.
Okay. And with that, I'm going to pass you over to Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
So I pulled a card for you, and I got the 5 of Cups, which basically the meaning behind that is sadness, and that is due to, in your situation, loss of a relationship. Basically, it just signifies moving on and, you know, letting go of the past, letting go of any guilt or regret from the past with this guy, and make sure that you're looking for and accepting support. You know, this situation is not hopeless and you will heal from it, but you really have to completely close the door to the last person if you're going to have a new door open. It's really weird how it works, but you can't, like, go to the next level with that kind of heaviness on you. That's how they're showing it. But it just feels like abandonment in a sense, or just feeling disrupted and confused by what he did to you. So just work on yourself and just completely let go of him, because he's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding you back. He's holding you back in a sense where it's hard for you to move on fully because of, like, the wounds and stuff that he's, you know, done.
Okay. Mhm. Okay, T. I hope that helps. I'm going to put you back on to hold or mute, and then we'll move on to our next caller. 8856. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Well, hi, Laura. How
hi.
Can we help you tonight?
I'm just trying to figure out what's next for me. I want so much to be able to feel secure with a really good, solid job under me and my own home.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like it's never going to come. And
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering what you see around that.
I just drew a picture of a box and the word training. Have you got the qualifications you need to do the work you want to do? The work with heart, the path with heart.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
Is there more training or is there something else that you need to qualify for, maybe another level? The box symbolizes to me that you're feeling boxed in a little bit, like you don't have a lot of options open to you. And I wonder, go ahead.
So I feel boxed in because I do so much. I've done consulting for so many years that it's kind of labeled me as a consultant.
Okay.
trying to get a permanent full-time position, nobody looks at me that way, only as a consultant.
Okay. I also am writing as we speak, limiting self-talk. So you want to, the thing is, the job that you want is attainable, but you need to sit down and have a good long look at the self-talk, the beliefs that you're holding, and ask yourself if you are not asking for limitations rather than expansion. And it really is just a way you put the thoughts out into the universe, because thoughts are very powerful, as you know, and we create our reality from our thoughts. And I just feel that you're telling yourself a lot of I can't messages, I'm not messages, and you're also taking your cues from what other people think. And as our dear friend Ryan said, well, I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt first, but what other people think of me is none of my business. Same for you. If you can say that and actually believe it, never mind what other people think. Who are you? Ask that question. Find those answers and believe. Change the beliefs. Change the self-talk. And watch your reality change. Okay, love, I'm going to put you over to Sue, Laura, and see what Sue comes up for you.
Thank
with.
You.
You're welcome.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
The first thing that I wrote down was so much sadness around you. And you question your self-worth. So that goes right along with what Lynn was saying about the way you talk about yourself. You have to live more of a healthy lifestyle, and that means positive energy around you. Don't talk about what you can't do. Talk about what you can do. Put out all your good qualities into the universe. Don't concentrate on any of the negative. Concentrate more on the positive. You have so much to offer. You're an intelligent person. You're hardworking. Excuse me. You're loving. You're giving. But you don't give yourself credit for all the good about you. You concentrate more on what you can't do. And you have to stop that. When you learn to stop that, you're going to be able to move forward so much easier. You need to find your peace. It's you are there to help others, but you don't help yourself. And when you don't help yourself, it does not bring you peace. So make your intention of what you're looking for crystal clear. Write it down if you have to, however you have to do it, and make it all positive. I am going to get a job making this much money. I am going to have my own place to live by this date. Write down positive goals. And then in another column, write down all the positive things about you, because you have so much more than what you give yourself credit for. And when you stop beating yourself up and putting everybody else first and you last, is when everything is going to fall into place and everything is going to go streaming so much quicker for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, hon. But that's what I have for you, and I am going to pass you over to our Laura.
Yeah, so I got the Ace of Cups tarot card for you, and with that, that's about love and just creating something that's yours. I do see you having, like, a new project. The advice with this card is just to open up your heart and trust, not to be overwhelmed by the emotions that are happening, and just be open to what comes to you. But it is a positive beginning, and just a lot of creativity and fulfillment coming your way. Artistic, they're giving me artistic pursuit is what they're telling me as well.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just getting the courage to take it in both hands and fly with what you've got. I remember seeing something, a guy was talking about law school, I guess. He says, oh, it's like 7 years to get there and or whatever it is. And this wise person said, you know, well, you're going to be there in 7 years. Why not do it? You know, that didn't sound the way it came out the first time, but if you know what I mean, like do it anyway, because you're still, you know, time is going to pass. You're going to go, I wish I'd done it then. So do it now. And, you might just blow your own mind, you know, the way it'll succeed for you if you put the right intention out. Okay, Laura, so I'm going to put you on mute, and you can listen to the rest of the show if you like. And we're going to move on. We're going to try and get all the callers in tonight if we can. So 303, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show. So how can we help you tonight? Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad you phoned in. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I would love some guidance around just finding more peace. I've made a decision and a choice to really connect with and honor my divine self. And in that process, to be of service and uplift others, through my writing, and I have let go of control. I've surrendered control in this, and I really want to step into allowing the energy of my true self to just sort of work through me in connection with the divine. There's challenges there for me because I'm one who likes to have control and wants to know what's going to happen. I'm just looking for some advice
just said was very beautiful. Like it's like you know a lot of where you're going already. Like you, that was what wonderful.
Thank you.
If you're battling your human side, don't do that because you're human. We're all human. You know, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but, you know, stuff happens and we flip our lids or we lose our marbles or whatever, you know. One of the big things is forgiveness of yourself for not reacting or behaving in a way that you would like. Because there's our ideal selves, our ideal beings, you know. Our inner Mother Teresa's or whatever, you know, and then there's our reality, and our reality is way messier than, you know, like I'd love to see myself as this person who does good all the time, but you know, I say the wrong thing sometimes, I misunderstand the intentions of others, and I'm like, whoa, I'm human, and like that's what we're here for. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, and I think one of the lessons for you is one of the big lessons, and you're so good about, like, you're a really good student because you're going, yeah, I need to learn control and letting go of the need to control. I would, if you're a fan of the Rolling Stones, play that song. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. And that's, you know, it's very, very true. Yeah. If we let go of what we think is supposed to happen, and when we say, like, let go, that doesn't mean you just lie there and do your nails and eat bonbons. You have to co-create what you want. Now, are you good at, you know, there's spiritual practices that can enhance, you know, your experience, for like meditation. I have a feeling like you're way further down the road than you actually give yourself credit for. In terms of developing your spirituality, what I would do is start to develop the clairs, your clair abilities. You know, there's a few, I feel that are working for you already. You're very clairsentient, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am. And I also, I wouldn't try to lie to you because I feel that you can sense duplicity in people. I feel like you can sense things, you know, you may be a little bit able to have a sense of the future a little bit, you know. But that's not to say you have to, you know, become a fortune teller, because we can't. It's really hard to say to someone it's going to happen on, you know, August 14th, and you know what I mean? It might, but it might not. And that's the thing where it's hard to, because it gets people's expectations up. That's and it also, it also relieves them of the responsibility for co-creation, right? Mm-hmm. So I would also suggest that you look at a, look at a website. You have access to the internet, obviously. So it's called holybooks.com. And I recommend this to everyone, who's studying spirituality. It gives you every single belief system, religion. It just, and it all the books are free. It's one of the best websites I've ever found. Because I think for you is learn. Educate yourself hugely. I feel that you will be doing this kind of work yourself down the road if you keep at your spiritual development. I think you would make a very good medium. You already know that, right?
I'd like to open myself up to be that clear channel, yes.
Mm-hmm. Clear channel, beautifully said. So, just keep, I would say keep going, keep learning. When you have questions, I don't know if you're in the Sacred Embers group, but there's a lot of people with a lot of wonderful knowledge. So if you've got questions, throw them out to the group and you'll get wonderful answers. I think you're just, I think you like kind of have hit the ground running, feeling that there's stuff that you, there's nothing that you haven't, there's nothing secret that you haven't known or is being kept from you. Mm-hmm. You're really on the right path. And just keep learning, studying, and study all the different viewpoints and things. Draw your own conclusions. Yeah, but I think, wow. Marilyn, just go. Shine on, as they say in the Hindu faith, okay? So, I'll pass you to Sue. I love your energy, Marilyn. I feel all bubbly, like somebody opened a bottle of champagne in my heart chakra. So just love you. You're wonderful. Okay, Sue, what are you picking up? Oh, you're very welcome. It's true.
I believe Sue had to walk away for a moment.
Oh, yes, I see that message now. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Laura.
I pulled a card for you, and I got Ace of Pentacles, and with that card means prosperity. So it's all about just new beginnings, success in job, being creative, and it's just a really great time to generate more income through new works or like personal projects. It's just basically revealing a happy, stable, successful time. So really beautiful time to get creative. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I have felt a sense of wanting to be creative through my writing, through my written work. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Isn't that the soul calls like that, right? Laura had the same call, you know? She was drawn to our team, and we just like fell in love with her, and it's like, you know, thank you, spirit, for sending. So just ask for what you need, ask for what you want, co-create, follow your bliss. Have you read much of Joseph Campbell's work?
Absolutely.
So take that advice, and just you know what your bliss is, so follow that, and I just see the horizon expanding for you. Yes. Wow, Marilyn, go. That's really good. Yeah.
Right,
I hope we see you around Sacred Embers. I hope you'll post and
yeah, I'm going to check out the group. I'm definitely going to check out the group.
Fabulous.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling in. It was a lift to the spirits. Thank you. All right. Okay, my computer's having a slow night here, but let's see, who have we got next? 401, you're on with Divine Connections. How can we help you? And could we get your name, please? 401? Hello? Okay, 401, I'm just going back onto mute. Huh, that's funny. I've got two calls from the same 401 number. Anyway, we'll go over to 561. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
It is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Well, can I get just a general what's going on? So much.
Yeah, well,
please.
Just feeling the energy from you, Stacy. Are you being a little hounded, I guess is the word? Are a lot of people trying to tell you what to do?
I don't mean I listen.
Yeah. You're not listening? Yeah.
No, that doesn't mean I listen to them, but yes.
Okay. Yeah, but it can still, I'm feeling like a worn down energy in you that you just want them to stop yet talking at you. Is this family that's doing
it? Well, nobody's talking at me. No. Well, yeah. I have this one annoying friend. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like it's wearing you down. It's eroding your energy a little bit. It might be time to just fire up the throat chakra and... I feel like you speak your truth, but it also feels like you wait till it's so bottled up that it comes out almost angrily. Would that be true?
Not all the time, but sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not accusing you, hon.
I didn't say that.
I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I've been very guilty in the past of like not speaking up, and then I feel like my head's going to explode. And sometimes by the time one speaks up, the thing is already passed, and it's like everybody thinks you're crazy. But I think speak your own truth is what comes in for you, quietly and clearly. So when people don't hear you, don't shout, speak more quietly. Okay. Sometimes it feels like you need to shout to be heard. People are not listening to you either, and so keep it simple, keep it quiet, and speak your truth. And if people don't like it, you know, that's their problem, not yours.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. You're as we also, you know, as we say, you're just, you know, having the human experience, and there are other humans. For whatever reason, there are energies don't mesh very well, and you can just drive yourself bonkers trying to deal with them. You can always step away, pull your energy back. It's your energy. And if you offer it to people, that's your decision. If you pull it back, that can be self-protection too. And it would say work on shielding, energetic shielding. You can, there's lots of stuff online about that to learn how to put shields up when you don't want other people's energy in. Because sometimes at the end of the day, if you are a sensitive person, you end up going, well, whose energy? It's like sorting everybody's socks. Like, whose are these? Whose are those? You're carrying everybody else's junk. So learn how to not let it in the first place. Okay? And I'm going to put you over to, I don't know if Sue is back with us yet.
I am back, Lynn, but I really am not picking up anything more that I can add. So I'll go ahead and pass it over to Laura.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, I was getting the same information as Lynn. And basically, I did pull a card and I got Two of Cups, which is partnership. And with this card, it felt more like healing and healing relationships. Healing from the damages that relationships have done to you. It's like I just feel your guides are really wanting you to work on yourself right now. And that's really what I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Laura. That's wonderful. Yeah, so, Stacey, that's what comes through for you. And, yeah, look up shielding exercise practices, shielding meditations. Work on that a little bit, and I think you'll feel a little less knocked over by the goofballs amongst us, okay? The irritating ones, because it's going to keep happening. You might as well have some armor, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we're going to try, yeah, we've got one more call waiting, and we're going to get that in. 586, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Diane.
Hello, Diane. How can we help you tonight?
Just listening to a lot of the other girls, the ladies, and mine is, there's a solar energy shifting, and I've been getting more people coming up to me and this message, giving me messages, as well as I'm starting to come more in my gifts and giving. And I was just wondering what you saw in that, because I have a friend who wants me to start doing phone calls, and she says I do readings good, but what's your guys' take on that?
How do you feel about starting to do readings? That's more important. It's from the inside out with you. Like, sorry,
right.
You
she
cut
has
out.
Been suggesting for me. Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. We were hearing a little feedback, I think, is what you're hearing.
I had you on speaker. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right. It's the tech stuff is weird,
right.
You know.
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, how do you? Okay, that's a great place to start.
And
it's how you feel. If you feel, because you're never going to feel. Nobody ever feels like ready to do it. You know what I mean? You either plunge
right.
in and start doing it and learn as you go. But I could just, our friend Mike Christopher, who's one of the best mediums I've ever worked with, had to stop. He couldn't handle it. So it depends how well your energy handles it. If you feel ready, never mind what other, I mean, it's great to have feedback from others, but it really, if
right.
you feel ready, and if you're feeling like a nervousness about it, that's totally normal.
No.
Okay. You're not nervous.
Okay.
No,
you've been pushing for me to do this for a year, and I kept saying, no, and then now, just out of the clear blue, I'm getting people who will come up. Like, I walked out of the store one day, and I walked past this woman, she goes, excuse me, and I said, what? And I said, well, I said, yes, and she said, do you read people? And I said, I do reading sometimes, and she started talking to me, and I get my messages that just come straight through. Like, people will
mm-hmm.
say it here in a voice and all, but mine comes through. And then I was Jason Penney's, and if I'm sitting in line, the vibration was just strong. When I got into line, the cashier, she gave me a message. And so I was sharing this with my friend, and she's like, I've been telling you, you need to start doing, I guess there's a phone line that you can call, and this was the first time I'm like, yeah, I think I'm ready for it. But with my question, I guess, is with other, with all these different messengers coming up to me and giving me messages for, like, to, I feel, guide me, does that mean I'm coming more into my gifts?
Oh, absolutely. You're like Teresa Caputo in reverse. You know, she goes up to people on the street. People are coming up to you. Just, you know, all you can do is give it a whirl. You know, if the signs are appearing like that, usually if there's synchronicities happening, they're happening for a reason. So you're paying attention to the signs, following through
yes.
with that. You know, if you're comfortable reading for people and you feel ready, as I say, you're never going to feel ready, but you're always.
You're never going to know until you try.
There, well put. Yeah, you said it better than I could. So yeah, give it a whirl. See how it works. You may find that you have a real talent for it. And yeah, so if your friend's been pushing you, well, you know. Now the thing is, if this fails miserably, do you get to blame your friend?
No, not at all. Not any
just teasing
that it's not that. No, that was really good.
Yeah.
Last night I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up. It was like almost like a vision, as if someone, my lights are flickering. Like someone, you know how like when you scream, you're like, ah! Well, I had like such a strong, and it was very monotone. And before I opened my eyes and all, I saw like red and blue and deep. And when I finally like, oh, I'm not dreaming, I'm to wake up, I had the feeling I needed to put a protection around me and go to bed. And that's exactly what I did. Do you have any clue what that was?
Wow. Sue or Laura, anything coming in?
Yeah.
Hi, Diane. This is Sue. I am
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm picking up
that you are just, your energy is so strong. And all these signs are coming in from the other side that you need to tap into more than what you're already doing. You have, it's like you're just right now barely scratching the surface, and there's going to be more and more coming at you. And I don't feel that was a negative energy. I feel it was something or someone just trying to get your attention because your energy is so strong. And I think, I feel like when you start doing readings, you're going to do a lot of your readings along the same lines that I do. I don't know how to classify it, and I say an energy reader.
Okay.
Because
Intuitive or energy reader?
Yeah, I can pick up people's energy or environmental energies and get readings off of that. I also get messages from spirit, but I get strong messages from just energy. And I think that you're going to notice, just like you said, your lights were flickering.
Yeah.
It's because your energy is so strong, and you pull energy from everyone and everything around you because you can tap into it and read it.
So how do I tap into, because like you said, I'm scratching the surface, and I know that I have gotten, you know, like, I had a beautiful experience last Friday. I took my friend to the hospital because he had to have a test. I found something, just told me to call him. So I called him. Then I ran into that one cashier. And then when I went to go park the car, there was a mom, you know, like me pushing my grandmother, and she needed help. So I went and I helped her. And she was like, oh, my God, I think God sent you to me. It was a beautiful moment. And then I went into the waiting room. And there was a divided room. There was one woman to the left, and then to the right was a woman and her son. And something pulled me there. I went there, talked with the little boy a little bit. Then the mother came out. I mean, the doctor came out, said to the mother, your mom's sick. I can't wake her up. We're trying to do that, and we're going to transfer her. So when they left, I took a deep breath, and I asked her, I said, do you want a hug? And she said, please. And when I hugged her, I did the breathing, breathe in white light, exhale stress, you know, and I guided her, and then I told her harder, let it go, and then she let it go, and I'm like, there you go. And I love the fact that I was there. I love doing that stuff. So how do I tap in more? What do I need to do? Not sound dumb.
Number one is practice.
Okay, what do I practice?
Practice constantly. On everything, anybody, anyone, practice.
Practice reading?
Anything. Practice the energy, the reading, everything.
Okay.
Number two is talk with your guides and your angels. Okay. Let them know. That. Yeah, let them know that you are ready for the next step.
Okay.
We never advance until we're ready and we ask for it.
Okay.
They don't come in and help us. Yeah, they don't come in and help us unless we ask. And we can have all these abilities around us. But if we don't acknowledge that we're ready to move on, we're not going to move on.
Okay. And I know I'm ready to move on. And I want
to. Yeah, yeah, you very much are. Do you work with your healing abilities?
I do Reiki sometimes with some of my friends or whoever. They'll say, oh, my gosh, my back hurts or whatever. And I'm like, if you want me to help you, I'd be more than happy to help you. And it was like I finally pampered myself and got a massage. Well, my massage mm-hmm. consisted of me reading the lady giving me a massage. And she was mm-hmm. asking for help and guidance, and I was doing that, which I had no problem because it was beautiful. I was there for a reason.
Right. Now, I personally do not – I hear Reiki all the time. I know that it's an mm-hmm. energy healing thing. I don't know much more about
works.
It. I don't practice it. I've never been in it. You have mm-hmm. natural healing abilities. You have been a natural
yeah.
healer in many past lives.
Yeah.
You have a natural hands-on. Yep. You have a natural hands-on healing ability.
I know. So how do I practice this? What do I do?
Just
I mean,
the same way that you are. It's
continue.
If you know somebody is hurting, can I help you with that?
Offer to help.
And put your hands, follow
yep.
the energy. Even though they might mm-hmm. say, my lower back hurts, you follow the energy because you might find out
yep.
that their lower back is hurting, but it's actually their hips or their shoulders that are out that need the healing energy. When you follow the energy, it is going to direct you to exactly where
yep.
you need to be putting the healing work.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, I had someone I was working with the other day that was complaining about her elbow. Well, I worked on her elbow, but I was also directed to her shoulder blades and her neck.
Okay.
So you work on the painful area, but you follow the energy to where else it's leading you. They might say,
okay.
My hips are hurting, and you work on their hips, but you're drawn to their head. So you work on their head
okay.
because it can be that the stress and the negativity and what they're thinking is feeding their pain.
Okay, I hear you.
So you follow the energy.
Okay.
And go, okay, I'm hearing full moon. Tomorrow's the full moon.
Okay.
I want you to go outside, stand in the moonlight, and just do your breathing exercises. Talk to your
mm-hmm.
guides and your angels, God, universe, spirit, creator, whatever it is that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them what you want. Tell them where you want to go. And any questions you have, turn completely over. And they are going to fill that
okay.
up. Soak up the energy. You are going to get more direction, more guidance, more clarity from the moon than you are the sun.
Okay. Oh, the sun is always beaming on me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are a moon child.
Okay.
Okay. I'm
cool.
picking up. You were Native American healer, a shaman woman, the leader of a tribe in a past life, and that's why the moon is so important.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe great
the
grandma
sun
Mary.
Does. And I'm sorry?
I said maybe my great grandma Mary, because she's Indian. She would never admit it, but she's Indian. Back in the day.
No, you were.
I am personally?
Native. Yes, in a past life.
Okay.
And you were a very, very powerful medicine woman. Very powerful medicine woman. But the moon, the sun energizes and does what it needs to do. But for you personally, the moon is going to do a million times more energetically. Just okay. like I was asking earlier, because we put our stones and things like that out to cleanse mm-hmm. in the moonlight and to recharge. That's what you need to do with you.
With
you
me.
Need to cleanse
okay.
and recharge in the moon.
So tomorrow
and,
night. Okay.
Yep. And water. Water is
Thursday.
Very important
yes.
in your existence. So make sure you drink a lot of water. Make sure you can be around water as much as you possibly
can. This weekend I'm going away up north, and I'm going to be around water.
Okay.
So I'll be in that water.
You're in Michigan, aren't you? You're in Michigan?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when you said up north, I knew it.
I love up north. I'm going up north.
Yep.
Traverse City
so,
area? Well, that's not where I live, but no. I actually like Traverse City is just too busy town for me. I like more so like Sheboygan or Houghton
okay.
and Higgins, but I'm going over to White Lake. Oh, it's just only an hour away from me. But
yep.
I went there 2 weeks ago, and I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be in my house. I didn't want to be out there. And my family said, come on, let's go. And I got in the water, and I was like, oh, yes. It revived me. I'm a Pisces, so it revived me. So
okay.
So tomorrow, stand in the moonlight, ask the universe
yep.
and everything for guidance and to cleanse
yep.
me and let them know that I want to continue with my healing work and
yes.
and my gifts.
Yes.
And then I'm ready for my next step.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, of course, you can guarantee I will be in that water.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I keep hearing Traverse City for you too. So I don't know if you're going to be going there soon or why, but I'm hearing Traverse City.
Okay. I will keep that open if the option comes up. I'll say, okay, I'm coming.
Yeah. Try the cherry wine.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll carry some wine with me.
Yeah.
All right. I will. Thank you. What a beautiful message. Thank you.
Oh,
you.
You're very welcome, hon. Best of luck, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are
Thank
you a
so
member
much.
Of Diane? Are you on the Sacred Ember in the Sacred Embers group?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So let me
you
make
should
sure I am.
Join us, and then you'll have access to a whole lot of knowledgeable people in that group who, if you have questions or you want to. You know, whatever, make some friends who are in the, you know, in the same kind of work.
Is it on Facebook?
I feel like you're, it is on Facebook. It's the Sacred Embers group. And
Embers?
Just, yep, group, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and,
all
you
right.
know, I think, sorry, Sue, go ahead.
Diane, are you a friend of Jody's?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
That's what I thought so,
I thought
too, yeah.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That doesn't
well,
change anything. No, I'm just.
No, but Jody's a great person to know because she's got a lot
know,
of
I'm,
knowledge
I know,
too, and yeah. So you've got really good people around to learn from.
She's the one who keeps
so, yeah.
telling me to. Yeah, she's the one who keeps saying, Diane, I've been telling you for a year, start reading
oh.
and doing
Jeez.
People's cards, and then now she's yeah, she's been pushing. And
if
now
you
I'm
had
like,
said
okay,
Jody, I would have. If you said it was Jody pushing you, because I thought this was some random friend that, you know, kind of didn't know. No,
oh,
that's
no.
Jody. If Jody tells you to do that, well, you know, she knows where up she speaks
yeah,
his
she knows.
Spirit. So, yeah. So, wow. Way to go, Diane. Well,
I'll
listen,
you,
that's
Diane,
exciting.
I'm so excited.
And, yeah.
When
like
I
you're ready to fly.
Yeah.
What's that?
You both are talking.
Oh, when I
can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. When I get back up there, Diane, we'll work together, too.
Oh, my gosh, I would love to. When are you coming up?
As soon as I
or
sell my
house. Or are
you
going to Traverse City and I'm coming to go up there? Oh, good.
Oh, no. I would love to, but no. I'll be down but, river.
Down river, okay. Well, I would
yeah.
definitely love to meet up with you. I would
absolutely
love very, very kindly to.
Yep.
Thank you both.
Well,
beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Tomorrow
I'm
That's
definitely
fantastic.
Gonna make sure I'm gonna go
okay
somewhere and stand in the moon.
Yeah.
So.
And join the group. Join the group. I think you'll meet, the teachers will appear for you, you know, and I think you'll teach again. You'll be teaching in your turn as you progress.
Okay.
Okay. We're just about out of time. Just stay on the line, and Diane will see us out. And Sue, I'm going to read Sue's website out because I know Sue forgets what it is, but that's cool. Okay. So you can find Sue at susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. You can find Sue in the Sacred Embers group, and you can also find Sue on her page, Sue Fields Dalamonte, on Facebook. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to take over, Sue, but I see
no,
it right in front
right
of me.
Right. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate
there you
it
go. Yeah. So, Laura, how can people find you?
Yeah, so my website is lashbylala.wixsite.com/light, and that's how you can reach me.
Mm-hmm. And all Facebook and Sacred Embers, and oh, geez, you're on a bunch of sites, but just try Sacred Embers group or Laura's Facebook page or her website. Geez, I'm babbling. I must be tired. Okay, and... I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale, and the Sacred Embers group. And I hope down the road, Diane will come on our show as a guest, and we can announce her website, too. Thank you, everyone who called in. Absolutely. Well, plan on it. We'll certainly have you on. And to all of you who we couldn't get to, I'm sorry we've run out of time, but give us a call next week, same time, and we will try to get you on. And there's another show tomorrow night you can try is Enter the Light at 8 p.m. EST. And Friday night is a roundtable discussion called The Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. That should be a really good one. I'll try to make it for that. Thanks, everyone. Love and light. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Laura. I just love working with you guys. Here's to our crazy energy.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you all. Good night, everyone.